This programming sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester. It's time to Go Ask Your Father. The phones are open for your call, and Father is standing by to answer your question. Any question you have about the Catholic Church is fair game. Get a solid Orthodox explanation to your question. You can Go Ask Your Father by calling 1-888-914-9149. 1-888-914-9149.
Do you know that you have a vocation? This is a frequent topic here on Go Ask Your Father. This is your show, Go Ask Your Father, where you get to ask your questions, make your comments about the faith, about prayer, about the church. Any question is fair game. You can call us at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. You can also email us at father@relevantradio.com. I'm Monsignor Stuart Swetland. I'm the president of Donnelly College, and I hope everyone knows they have a vocation. This weekend at the Elevate Conference, I spoke about the generosity, the virtuous cycle of love that's involved in the Eucharistic sacrifice, in our full active and conscious participation in the Eucharist. I'm going to talk about that in our catechetical corner today. But part of what I wanted to remind everyone was that just it's always good to be reminded that God loved us so much that he not only brought us into existence out of nothing, loved us, if you will, into existence. He made us for himself. And while we're all called to be holy, we're all called to be saints, we're also given a mission, a share in God's plan. And I quoted from St. John Henry Cardinal Newman, and people are asking me to read again that quotation. It's a little bit of a long one, but I think it's good to start a show off talking about vocation. A vocation, of course, is a vocare, a calling. And each of us are called by name by God to do him some definite service. That's our mission that we're called to do. Here's how John Henry Cardinal Newman put it. God knows me and calls me by name. God has created me to do him some definite service. He has committed some work to me, which he has not committed to another. I have my mission. I have a part in this great work. I am a link in a chain, a bond of connection between persons. He has not created me for naught. I shall do good. I shall do his work. I shall be an angel of peace, a preacher of truth in my own place, while not attending it, if I do but keep his commandments and serve him in my calling. Therefore, I will trust him. Whatever, wherever I am, I can never be thrown away. If I am in sickness, my sickness may serve him. In perplexity, my perplexity may serve him. If I am in sorrow, my sorrow may serve him. My sickness or perplexity or sorrow may be necessary cause of some great end, which is quite beyond us. He does nothing in vain. He may prolong my life, he may shorten it. He knows what he is about. He may take away my friends, he may throw me among strangers. He may make me feel desolate, make my spirit sink, hide the future from me. Still, he knows what he is about. Let me be thy blind instrument. I ask not to see, I ask not to know, I ask simply to be used. This is one version of this quotation. I read a slightly different one a shorter one on Saturday. But the key here, and you're talking about a man, John Henry Cardinal Newman, who, when he wrote that, was in great perplexity. He had become Catholic. He gave up almost everything to become Catholic, including the loss of many friendships and a very illustrious professional career as an Oxford Don. He had given up a lot to become Catholic, and he wasn't sure, the church wasn't sure yet what to do with such a person, and they were trying to sort it all out. For a while, Cardinal Newman I ended up teaching school children Latin in the interim. Eventually, Louis XIII, of course, recognizes his greatness, elevates him to be a cardinal, and now the church has elevated him to be a saint. And so we see that Newman knew that despite all the difficulties, at every moment he was called by God to do him some definite service. He had his mission. He was a link in the chain. And I myself believe that part of my conversion to the faith had to do with what Newman did and the groundwork he laid, because I became Catholic while studying at Oxford. And I don't think the apostolate at Oxford would have been what it was if it hadn't been for predecessors like Monsignor Ronald Knox and Cardinal Newman, who paved the way for others, Catholics, to follow in their footsteps. So that's that quotation for those who asked for it. Let's go to our phone lines